President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this, 4 decades. I've been knocking out bums for 4 decades. Wait, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I was twice named North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? You know more. So tweet me. The address is Not Average Page. You can tweet me at Not Average Page. What do they call it? Twitter now? X, something like that. Bottom line is that Elon Musk thing. You can tweet me at that, and the address is Not Average Page. Well, now, last night, you saw above-average performance, of course, by Oleg Usyk, the Ukrainian, the guy that came in light in the pass. Remember, because he came from the cruiserweight division. He moved up from a 200-pound fighter to a 223-pound fighter, and last night, he defeated Tyson Fury, the linear world heavyweight champion, via 12-round split decision. I had him winning by 2 points. The bottom line is a lot of people thought that maybe Tyson Fury won the fight. You got to be kidding me. I mean, Tyson Fury got knocked out in the 7th round. There was all kinds of controversy. We'll bring that up with both Tommy D and Larry Merchant a little bit later in the show. But there was a lot of controversy in the 8th round as the referee seemed to let Tyson Fury do. He was like, looked like he was knocked out on his feet. But let me tell you, after Tyson Fury got knocked out, looked like The Undertaker in a WWE event when Deontay Wilder knocked him down, and you never thought he was getting up, and Jack Reese gave him the benefit of the doubt, and he got up anyway, or woke up and got up. You had to give Tyson Fury that benefit of the doubt yesterday when he was a world heavyweight champion. That's what I saw. So the referee, he did nothing wrong. He's one of the most honest guys I've ever met in my life. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for it?
One postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
That is the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. I expect him in hour number two. Of course, you're tuned to the two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the impeccable one. Bailey Peck is our executive producer of the day. Of course, he handles the Sunday show. Last night in Saudi Arabia, wow, Oleg Usyk, now like 22 and zip, of course. Wow, a 12-round split decision. I had it by 2 points. I had Oleg Usyk up by 2 points after 12 rounds. But I was saying to myself, you know, this fight looks like a good heavyweight fight at the start. I mean, when you started these guys, I didn't think that they matched up well size-wise, but evidently they did because of the fact that, you know, size didn't matter this time. Usually size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. That's my, like, slogan. But guess what? Last night, it just didn't matter. The younger guy, the smaller guy, he looked sharper. He had nice shot combinations. He threw nice overhand lefts. He knew when to hook at times. In other words, everything he threw had a purpose to it. And I think that Tyson Fury got old overnight. I think whether he got in shape or not, of course, I've got a song where Tyson Fury was singing like 5, 6, 7 years ago. You beat a big fat guy, blah, blah. You know, you got beat by a big fat guy. Well, last night he got slim, but he doesn't have it anymore, folks. There comes a time in a fighter's life when he's just done. Stick a fork in him. That fork is stuck in Tyson Fury. There's absolutely no, just like stick a fork in Canelo. We'll get to Canelo in a minute. Bottom line is, I saw Canelo Alvarez yesterday. In fact, there was a picture of him up on my Facebook page. I took of him. I tried to interview him in Oakland, California yesterday, and I said to him, Canelo, what's up with the David Benavidez fight? Are you going to fight him or not? And he said, no comment. So, you know, Canelo's not talking about it. Of course, Canelo Alvarez had just came off that 12-round win over Jaime Munguia a fortnight ago, and people are raving about that. Really? You're really raving about that? You should be raving about the performance Oleg Usyk put up last night. That was a performance you want to rave about. I mean, here was a guy who was undersized. And let me tell you, in boxing, it is so tough to beat a guy that's bigger than you, especially with height and reach and size and weight and that kind of stuff. In fact, if I'd have been Tyson Fury, there's no way in the world that Oleg Usyk would have beat me. I'm not trying to say that I'm dogging Oleg Usyk. I'm just trying to say is if I had 5, 6 inches of height on somebody and all that weight and that reach and I could lean on them, this and that, I just don't think they could ever beat me. I can't paint the picture of that inside my mind. The possibility just doesn't exist. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, the Saudis put on a pretty good fight for the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, Tyson Fury loses for the first time. He has a draw with Deontay Wilder, but he talked about retiring afterwards, and why not? I mean, he's older than, you know, time to stick a fork in him, let him go. Listen, He's not going to be in any significant heavyweight fights from here on. He may be the opponent from here on, but he's never going to be the man anymore. He was the ace at one point in time. He was the A side of the record. He's no longer the A side of the record. This guy from Ukraine. And speaking of Ukraine, of course, they're locked in this battle with Russia. And since none of you took U.S. history, you have no idea that the Russians are like the world's worst people in the world. I mean, the Russian government, the Soviets. I mean, Putin. What can I say? He's the most evil man on the entire planet. But yet, some people listen to the show back Putin and back the Republican Party. This and that. You got to look back in history. I mean, that's the problem with the United States. How to get off on this? But the bottom line is, that's the problem with the U.S. right now, is that we don't take U.S. history. In fact, there are people that I talk to on the streets that are 25, 30 years old and don't know what the Holocaust was. Of course, 6 million people were put to death by Adolf Hitler and his people. But guess what? They don't know anything about it because they weren't taught that in school. It's not cool. Is that woke or something? But the bottom line is, they need to teach U.S. history in school, no doubt about that. Anyway, back to boxing. Oleg Usyk, the world heavyweight champion. Of course, you have to be impressed with his outing. Of course, what he does next? I don't know. I really don't think there's any American challengers out there that are of note. Of course, somebody said to me last night, when do you predict a future world heavyweight champion? Not in the next 5 years. I mean, not unless Tommy D wants to turn pro. Tommy D, you think about turning pro?
Nah, unless somebody's going to pay me a lot of money for me to lay down, then yeah, I'll turn pro.
laying down in this show, that doesn't come together, man. It doesn't work. That's not one and one.
Nah, man. I mean, there's the heavyweights right now. I mean, unless you look at Jared Anderson, that's the kind of like the top American guy right now.
Wait,
but he has it.
Yeah, Jared's a 51-50 half the time. In other words, he's a nutcase. He's loaded. I don't know if he's doing blow or whatever, but the bottom line is, I think he was drunk the last time, acting a fool, and had a gun. I just don't get. Listen, I can't understand why black guys need big black guys need guns. They're big and black.
I don't understand. And after he's got a brother that's doing time right now. I think he's doing like 18 years or something like that. Like, you would think he'd learn.
No.
He moved from Ohio to Florida now.
You know what, Tommy D, as a cop, you know what I learned? It's a badge of honor. It's a badge of honor.
I mean,
you imagine that. It's a badge of honor being turned out in jail. I mean, that's unbelievable. But it just is. I mean, I used to arrest guys, and I have in the back seat of my police car, when we work in plain clothes, we arrest the major cricks and get them in the back of the car, and they're going. They're going 8-10 years. It's like the minimum, okay? And no big thing. I mean, that's what, you know, one guy told me, I can get in shape. I went, what? You got to go to jail to get in shape? That's the ghetto mentality.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get it. It's not my mentality, so that's why I don't understand it, and I'll never get it.
Okay, so. Oleg Usyk. Now, everybody's jumping on Mark Nelson, saying that he gave Tyson Fury too much play in that one round. I didn't think so because of the fact that Tyson Fury got up when he was knocked dead like The Undertaker. Remember, his eyes were closed. I mean, he was done. Jack Reese said, I can't believe Jack Reese didn't wave that fight off right then and there. Any other referee probably would have. But Tyson Fury got up and was competitive from that point forward, so obviously he has a sixth sense or whatever. And last night he was rocking and rolling in the seventh round. Did you have a problem with the referee's actions?
I did. I think the referee hesitated, and I think that caused Usyk to hesitate, and Usyk couldn't finish. I thought Usyk had a couple times he could have finished, maybe landed one more blow, and Usyk, if you look at it again, he was hesitant to throw shots because he thought the ref was going to step in at times, and then the ref did step in, standing eight count, which was correct at that point. But did you see at the end of the round, he walked Fury to his corner. He literally used him as a cane. Like, I mean, I don't know if you saw that. You know, I had a problem with it. I thought he did a bad job. You know, he did a good job overall in the fight, but in that round, in that sequence, I thought he did a bad job.
Well, Roberto Duran's corner man carried Juan Koji unconscious back to his corner at a fight, I think it was in South America. I kid you not. You can look at him on YouTube. He was unconscious, and they drug him back to the corner. They put him on the stool, basically asleep, and they woke him up.
Wow. No, I've never seen that.
Boxing, wow. Baby. Anything goes.
Yeah. I guess so.
But at the end of the day, it is time to stick a fork in Tyson Fury, don't you think?
I think so. This is two straight performances. He didn't look good. He had a few good rounds. That's not a mistake. I gave Usyk 7 rounds, you know, to be nice. I thought the third round was close. I kind of could have gave that to Usyk as well. But I 7-5 with the knockdown, I gave it for Usyk. And the second straight fight, I mean, you know, the Nagano fight, he didn't look good either.
He lost.
He got dropped. You know, he lost. To us, he lost. But to the judges and to the media, they gave him the victory.
You know what was a major winner there, Tommy D? You know what was a major winner? Ngannou. The guy made $20 million for that one, or $30 million for the last one. He made $50 million in two fights, and the most he made with the UFC selling out arenas. He sold out an arena $7 million gross. That was the arena. We're not talking the pay per views. They gave him a $50,000 bonus on top of $500,000. $7 million house. Dana White's a pimp.
Yeah, big time. That's insane. So congrats to Ngannou for that, and God bless him. That's great. I mean, good for him.
He comes from a bad background too. I mean, you really got to give him props, man. He crawled up from the gutter.
Yeah, no, big time, and that's why you got to appreciate, you know, him getting paid like that. I don't want to see him box again, to be honest.
No,
you know, he's made his money.
Take your money and run, yeah. Pal. Anyway, exactly. Jai Opadiah and Maris Bradis last night, a 12-round decision for Jai. I wasn't impressed with it. Evidently, they had fought once before, and it was exciting. But this one, like, put me to sleep.
Which fight was this? I'm sorry.
The cruiserweight fight between Bradis and Jai Opadiah. Of course, the IBF cruiserweight fight.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be a better performance by Opatai. It looks like he tired towards the end because Bredis kind of got him in the last few rounds. But I was expecting him to stop Bredis, you know, because they've been hyping this guy up. They said he's going to be a heavyweight champion eventually. You know, yeah, I was very disappointed in the cruiserweight. I thought he was going to finish him.
Okay,
I thought he would beat him early.
Let's switch gears. Did you get to watch ESPN this all last night?
Yeah, I saw the two fights. I saw the Navarrete fight and the Brian Norman Jr. Win, which was pretty spectacular, the finish.
Okay, but let's go back to – we'll go back to Navarrete before we go to a break. Of course, a former champion at 122, 126, and 130, trying to step up at 135. I thought he looked thick. You know, when you can't see a guy's bones in his face, you know what I'm saying? That tells me he didn't really dry out for this fight. You know what I'm saying? So he made weight, but it was more of a comfortable weight for him than it was getting down in weight. You feel me on that?
Yeah. No, I totally understand. Which is weird because he was coming up in weight, right? So, like, you know, from his last fight, he moved up to 135, and it's his second straight performance. He didn't really look too good. You know, he lucked out with the draw in the last fight against the guy from Brazil, Concepção, and now last night, you know, they gave the Ukrainian, I can't pronounce his name, the Ukrainian a win, and you know, it was an ugly fight, kind of a boring fight if you ask me, but Navarrete has not looked good in two straight fights.
We'll talk about that and more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Of course, we come to you on the WBC's Facebook page. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but with Tommy D, never duplicated.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The official entry music for my co-host on Sunday, the shot caller himself, Mr. Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, is that a fitting tune or what?
That's excellent. And you're Lord Pedro Fernandez. How
I don't
that?
Know, but Socrates Palmer picked that out. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know Sock did that. You know, he's getting back at me for when, you know, I told him he had to get up early, you know, on a work night.
Yeah,
you know,
that was pretty cold, man. It was like 3 hours later you had to get up, and they'll say he was up watching. We're up watching boxing together, like, you know, some ungodly hour on the East Coast. In fact, last night's fight carried on pretty late on the East Coast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I guess because it was in California, I guess, maybe. But, yeah, it was past 1 o'clock, I think, when it finally ended.
Yeah, but I think that had a lot to do with the fact that Tyson Fury was on a little bit earlier. They didn't want to go toe to toe.
Yeah, but I mean, for California, it's earlier for them. So I guess they, you know, for the fans there, and I don't know what part of California was it. Was it San Diego?
In between San Diego and L.A.
Okay, yeah, because I know that San Celine, I think he's a San Diego guy. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, that's what I saw. Okay.
No, I don't want to get on heavyweights that don't have much, but Frank Sanchez was supposed to be something last night. He was 24-0, you're laughing. He was 24-0, 17 KOs coming in. Took on some guy named Ajit Kabel. Ajit didn't look all that cut myself, but he's now 25-0. He stopped him in the seventh round. I gotta put it, Dennis Rappaport, he's betting. He's you know who Dennis Rappaport is? Jerry Cooney's old manager? Yeah. He puts $100 here and $100 there, all right? And he's always winning for the most part. You can follow Dennis like to the bank. I'm kidding you not. Okay. So anyway, he bet against Sanchez. He said that Sanchez was a bit of a bum, and he bet against Sanchez, and of course he won. But Sanchez, is there any American heavyweights that look any good besides Jared Anderson? And we mentioned Jared in the first segment. Jared's like, he's on the shelf.
I mean, we're going to see next month, I think, in a few weeks, actually. I mean, Wilder fights Zhang. You know, Wilder didn't look good against Parker's last fight. You know, if Wilder goes out there and smokes Zhang, I mean, maybe they you know, they set Wilder up with another big fight.
Okay,
you
Tommy.
Know? So he'd be Tommy D,
time to put you on the spot now. The odds the odds according to DraftKings. I'm going to get to that in a minute. According to DraftKings, Zhang is a -170 favorite. Wow.
Wow.
Wilder's a +135 underdog. And, of course, DraftKings, are you blown away by that?
I am blown. I thought it would be a lot closer. I mean, they basically almost 2-1 for Zhang. I'm shocked. You know, I mean, I know both guys didn't look too good, but Zhang looked a little bit sluggish and looked a little bit, you know, he got tired quick, you know, and looked slow.
That's the That's the best thing you can say about Zhang. I mean, you got your PG hat on today or what?
My PG.
You got your parental guidance hat on today? Well, you're being awfully PG, man.
I try to have it on at most times, unless I'm on, you know, my other channel. You know, then I change it to rated R.
Oh, I'm not going to even get into that. Listen, everybody's laughing. We'll play it. We have that clip. Do we have that clip? Hold on a second. You want to hear that? Right? Run that clip if you can. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, let's take it to to the Bronx and bring in my guest. He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on YouPorn. What's up, Tommy?
Did you just say YouPorn?
Isn't that the network your show's on?
No, it's YouTube.
wait. No. I thought you and Sock had this show on. Are you sure?
I'm totally positive.
Okay.
I know something's working out.
What?
He's looking pretty good with the Flintstone vitamins, but it's definitely not you porn.
Okay, it's not Pornhub either?
No, it's not Pornhub either. It's absolutely not.
You're a married guy. How do you know what these websites are?
Birdie told me. It's Little Birdie.
Okay, Tommy, yeah, I had to malign you a little bit there. Of course, the agent's going. I'm going to get all kinds of heat this week from your agent. I know it.
I'm going to get roasted and crucified, and it's my anniversary week too, so I'm definitely going
to
get roasted.
Well, happy anniversary to you and the missus. What are you guys celebrating? What's your anniversary now? How many?
It'll be 22 years married this Friday coming up.
Congratulations, my brother. In fact, you know. Hey, so how's that electric too? Is everybody using the electric toothbrush yet or what?
Yes. We're both using it.
Is it a cavity-free household yet?
That I don't know. I cannot say yes or no on that.
Okay, because you know, you and Sox family, you guys should all be like smiling. got them electric toothbrushes going. Hey, so let's talk back to the heavyweight division now. Oleg Usyk, what's he going to do? I mean, who does he fight next? If you were his matchmaker, who would you put him in with next, Tommy D?
It's a guaranteed rematch. So they're supposed to have a rematch, they said, in October. I mean, I don't think it's going to be for Undisputed, because I think the IBF will strip, if it's a rematch, they're going to strip Usyk.
So, the IBF is going to strip him. The IBF is going to strip him within 2 weeks. I got a question for you. DraftKings is like one of the premier bookmakers online, right? All right. So in one fight, they've got the guy favored 25-1. He's a 25-1 favorite. But if you bet on the underdog, you only get plus 950. What kind of crap is that? What is that?
Yeah, it should be a lot closer than that. That's I don't understand. That's you know, they're trying to get you.
No, let me tell you. When I dealt with the original bookmakers back in the day in Las Vegas, Herbie Lambeck and those guys back in the 80s, of course, Herbie Loon Hoops Lambeck was a premier he was a boxing guy. In fact, you know what he did? He bet $50,000 that the Sugar Ray Leonard Wilfred Benitez fight would go 15 rounds, right? And referee Carlos Padilla stopped it with like 6 seconds left. So every time I was with Herbie and Carlos Padilla was in the room, I had to turn Herbie away from him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Herbie never forgot, man. 50 grand, he wouldn't give it. This is an old-time gangster.
Really? Old-time. I know it almost finished. But was it really 6 seconds?
Something like 5 or 6 seconds.
Oh, my God. So
every time we were together, I'd take Herbie to different press conferences and things like that in Vegas. But when I would take him and I see Padilla, I like to steer him the other way, you know, because he held a grudge. He held $50,000. I think it was 50 grand was going to pay him like 3-1 or something like that.
And back then, this is not even, this is
1979.
40 years ago. Wow.
1979. Yeah, people don't forget, man. People don't forget.
Wow.
Now, Shakur Stevenson didn't look good the last time around. Is he the premier lightweight right now? Is he the guy at 135 we should be looking at? I mean,
if you look at all the title holders, it's him and Tank. And I'm glad you mentioned him. He's fighting the guy that lost to Frank Martin in a close fight. I think he's a German guy, an Olympian. You know, I think that's a good fight. That card is actually going to be pretty good. I'm thinking about going to Jersey and being there at that fight. That's going to be a good card.
Okay, Tommy D, here's a $64,000 question. You ready?
Yes.
Is Tank Davis the best fighter on Twitter?
I think between him and Stevenson, I think they're top two by far.
But they don't fight. I mean, Stevenson's last fight, if you show me a tape of Shakur Stevenson's last fight, 2016 Olympic silver medalist. If you show me a picture of his last fight, I say to myself, I don't want to see that again. I just don't. I mean,
nobody wants to see that.
You know, and basically, you know, he came up with a whole lot of excuses and he's going to be fighting at home again in Newark, New Jersey. But I just don't want to put too much stock in Shakur Stevenson. Speaking of 135, Peter Kahn, the agent, got $350,000 from George Kambosos in a court ruling a couple weeks ago. Is Kambosos, could he win the Golden Gloves in New York right now?
I don't think so. I think he's cooked, and I don't think he's done. But kudos to him. He's made good money in his last three or four fights. You know, a good job by his agent, good job by everybody on his team. You know, for a guy who I think is like maybe a B-minus C fighter, who cashed out pretty well.
Lou DiBella.
Lou DiBella, he got him paid.
Former HBO vice president. Back in the days when HBO was happening, of course, Lou went on to become a promoter. But the bottom line is, when Lou was vice president there at HBO Sports, man, I was getting two grand a show. He set me up. Him and Seth Abraham set me up, man. I was doing 1 hour radio a week and getting $2,000 to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was all the way up to about 2014, to about 2013, 2012, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, I was loving it. And when HBO sent you somewhere, it was first class, bro. And they took me to London one time for the Princess Seaman Med fight. That's where I met your buddy, Puff Daddy. Is that your buddy?
Yeah, I don't know how you can admit that and say that live in front of so many people.
I didn't have to tell Diddy no. You know why? I didn't know who the hell he was. I said, he goes, Blood, don't you know who I am? And I just scurried on past him, man. You know, just another brother in New York City. No, in London, from New York City, smoking weed in front of Princeton Team of Med's dressing room. Outside of that, there was nothing out of the normal, you know, nothing out of the normal for me. And plus, he was dressed up just like the other guy. There were two twins, but they were different sizes. So I guess that was his gay look.
No, come on.
You, sir, you've heard the tapes. Him and you've heard the tapes. Now, time out. Now, Devin Haney went to some of those parties. Do you think Devin Haney wants to comment on that?
I don't know. I stay out of that. It's none of my business.
All right, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, can you stay after the break?
Of course I can.
You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city of Mother Bay, San Francisco, California. We hope to get the retired HBO Godfather on the air in about 35 or 40 minutes. Of course, we're talking about Larry Merchant. Last night, the World Heavyweight Championship changed hands. The linear champion lost a 12-round decision. I'm talking about Tyson Fury to Oleg Kusek. An historical evening, definitely, for the people from Ukraine. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC-TV. Back with Sir Thomas Dillamuth after the break.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. 1 million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hard as hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, back in the days when HBO was kicking ass, HBO comedy, HBO boxing. What is HBO nowadays, Tommy D? I don't even watch HBO. What is it?
It's extinct. As far as boxing is concerned, it's extinct, but it's now HBO Max or something like that.
Okay, what about Netflix? Could Netflix become the next HBO?
I think it can. It's got a good shot for it. People, there's a lot of subscriptions to Netflix. I believe this big fight with Paul and Tyson is going to be free for the subscribers. I mean, let's see what happens. Give it a shot. You know, it might be better than that Prime, you know, what the PBC's doing, because everything that PBC does, you got to pay for. You know, it's pay-per-view every fight. They haven't shown one free fight yet.
Okay, yesterday I was in Oakland, California, and I ran into a surprise guest.
Making a special appearance in Oakland, California. Canelo, can you tell me what's up with David Benavidez? Are you going to fight him or not? No comment?
Well, that's Canelo Alvarez. No comment in Oakland, California yesterday. Of course, he should be dog. There's no doubt about it. You know, why aren't people rising up in Mexico? Like Sock mentioned yesterday, that Juan Manuel Marquez and Eric Morales, people like that, are starting to gangster slap them and this and that. But, you know, I don't, let me tell you, I don't get it, because my pride, my inner pride would be enough to where Tommy, maybe I'm an idiot, but I'd rather go get whooped and improve myself than have people punk me out. I hate being punked. I'd rather be beat than punked. Does that make sense?
That makes a total sense. I totally agree with you. And I don't understand what Canelo's mindset is. I think he's just relaxed. I think he's happy with what he's accomplished, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do because he feels like he's done it. He's done it all, and he doesn't need to prove anything to anybody. I think that's wrong.
Okay, so where does the WBC, the sanctioning body, step in? I mean, let's be honest. The IBF has brought up Mr. Kroll, I think, is a mandatory contender, so they're probably going to strip him in a couple of weeks or make a move on him. As far as the WBC is concerned, he hasn't defended the mandatory title or the number one contendership since 2021, and that was against that Iranian guy who lost his prior fight. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. He lost his prior fight. How do you get a shot to be the number how can you be the number one contender and lose your prior fight?
Hey, look at Fandora. Fandora lost his previous fight, got stopped badly, and look, he gets the title fight, and he becomes champion of the world. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how these guys get in position. Tommy, is it WBC? Are they the only ones that are doing that?
Tommy D, I think you just glossed over the fact that Tim Tszyu had a number pulled on him. They pulled a number on Tim Tszyu. I don't think that it was ever going to go down the way it was supposed to. I think Fandora was the guy all along that PBC and Samson Liekowitz and this one, they pulled a fast one, this and that. That was a smooth. And let me tell you, and then you add to the ineptness in the corner when they didn't stop the fight. Tommy, they had like a million chances to stop the fight and get out of there with a Zo.
Yeah. They had two rounds to do it. And they didn't do that. They should have, after the third round, if they wanted to give it a shot, they should have stopped that fight. There was no way he was going to compete with that cut.
And what is
Stitch? And they did a terrible job with the cut too.
What did Stitch tell you about that cut? Jacob Stitch Duran, the premier cut man of boxing in MMA.
He said that's the toughest cut to stop. It's the biggest vein or something like that. That it's the hardest cut to stop.
Okay, now let's switch gears. I went to the Olympic trials back in the day. I was a part of the Olympic trials process, and I ended up number 13 in the country. But a guy that won a silver medal back in 2020 still astonishes me. I'm talking about Richard Torres Jr. He's 10-0 with 10 knockouts. He's from Tulare, California, down there in the valley. But the bottom line is 10-0, 10 knockouts. Took on Brandon Moore, 14-0 at the time, 8 KOs, and he got knocked out. Let me tell you, this guy is the benefactor of real good matchmaking. In other words, they went out and found some undefeated dude that couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue, okay? And then they put him on TV.
To make Torres look good, I totally agree with you. I mean, this guy, I think he'll be a solid heavyweight, but I don't think I don't see him as a champion. I think he'll just be a gatekeeper at the end of the day. He'll get a title shot eventually because they'll build him up, and I think he gets destroyed.
The late Mike Akre was digging up opponents for Roberto Duran when Roberto was like on the final stage. Remember, he was doing those tours. He was going around the country fighting at casinos, this and that. He's fighting a whole lot of schmoes. But the bottom line is, these guys were undefeated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, holy cow. One night, I was doing Duran's fight in Kansas City. I televised this fight on the Ruddick-Tommy Morrison undercard. And he fought this dude that was undefeated. And I'm freaking out, saying to myself, man, Roberto's not in very good shape. And Roberto goes out there and kicks the snot out of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. They may be undefeated, but they couldn't lick a stamp. I mean, listen to me, folks. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
Well, that's just, you know what's funny? I saw something with Antonio Tarver and Roy Jones. Roy Jones said the same thing about Frank Sanchez. He said that's what happens when you fight cupcakes, you know, in setups your whole career. And when you finally face somebody good, that's what happens. And Roy Jones was very critical of Frank Sanchez. So, I have to send you the clip, but he got into Frank Sanchez too, so.
Okay. Nono Inouye got off the deck, of course, in the first round against Luis Neri. Came back and stopped Luis Neri. He cemented his position at 122. Does he have the size and the ability to move up to 126 or 130? Is that just a stretch? I mean, he's moved up from 115, right?
Yeah. I think 130 will be tough. And once you get to 130, you're gonna get some really good fighters. 126, you know, I have a little bias, you may know. But, you know, I like my guy Shushu, Bruce Carrington, you know, you know, and I think they might set him up with him eventually, and that'll be the end of Inouye, in my opinion. Okay. I'm really high on Bruce.
Whoa, let's go. Let's go with that one more time. Repeat yourself.
I'm saying if they move him up to 126 and he fights my guy out of here, out of Brownsville, Shushu, Bruce Carrington, I think that's the end of Inouye.
Why don't you get Shushu to come on and spend some time with us, you and I, talking come Sunday? Anyway, let me switch gears here. Vasyl Lomachenko. A lot left in the tank, or is Kambosos so bad that we can't really gauge him?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's still stuff left in the tank, you know, and the way 135 is right now, you know, what if he fights now? Maybe he fights the guy that beat Navarrete last night, you know, all Ukraine battle, right? Would they do that? Or will it be like Canelo and not fight, you know, another guy in his hometown, you know, in his home country? You know, maybe, and of course, I think Loma beats him. You know, that's a winnable fight. To unify.
Let me switch gears just for a second. How's New York City doing with that trial of Donald Trump going on, that criminal trial for all them felonies? Somebody said to me the other day, why are they messing with Donald Trump? Well, he's only got like 78 felony charges, but go on.
I haven't really been following because I just feel like he's going to get off anyway. Nothing's going to happen. So it's just a waste of time to even follow it. But I haven't paid much attention to it. But that Sox guy, you might want to ask...
Is Sock a big Trump guy?
I think he's a big Trump guy.
We may have to ridicule him on the air. We have to spank him on the air. He don't know. The guy is like, you know, I mean, we don't need an authoritarian man. We need a president. You know what I'm saying? We don't need some guy that's going to cater to 30% of the population and screw the rest of us. And women need, let me tell you, all right, women need reproductive rights. You know what I'm saying? Women need to be able to call the shots on that one, Tommy D. I mean, good Lord. I mean, I watched, and I'll tell you this, Howard Brown, I think he's dead now, okay? But his mother was a nurse back in the 1960s, okay? His mother did abortions in her basement up on Elsie Street in San Francisco. This is the stuff that I knew. I mean, I was a smart kid. You know, I saw everything, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, she was a nurse, and she was running abortions out of her basement. In some of these states, people got to go back to their basements because it's still legal.
Wow. I have no comment.
In their basements. Anyway, back to boxing. May 23rd, Jermaine Franklin and Devin Vargas. Devin Vargas, Has he been underimpressive, or is he the guy? Does he have a future?
I don't know. I haven't seen much on him, to be honest. So I can't. I have nothing to say about him. I mean, I haven't really seen much about him, to be honest. So.
Okay. Now this fight's been canceled 1,000 times. You're the man with the no. In the know, is Josh Taylor really going to fight Jack Catterall next week?
It looks like it's set, unless this guy pulls out. Josh Taylor pulls out. I think Jack Catterall is going to roll over him. I think Taylor's on the way out. I think he's done.
Okay.
You know, but this is a big fight for Catterall because you know Catterall really won the first fight. He got robbed. You know, so this is big for him. And then Catterall did not look too good in his last fight.
No.
So I think Catterall needs this fight to move on with his career.
Wow, no doubt about that. Now, Kristen Mabili and Mark Heffron. That was a fight I was telling you that one guy was like 27-1, and then the other guy was 900+. That's. I mean, how do these are people that stupid that they're willing to bet under those circumstances? I mean, if somebody, I could see right there on paper that something's wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody would take you know the favorite in that fight. I mean, lay that much money on a favorite like that. But you know there will be people that they'll take the underdog and just hope you know for a lucky knockout or something like that, lucky punch, okay, you know, and cash out.
Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, a shot caller on Sunday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Is the Saudi money good for boxing? And that little geek, that little Saudi guy that was in the front row last night, I'm not a fan of his.
I don't know.
Are you a fan of his?
I am. He's given us some big fights.
He's a turd.
You know, we got a big fight next month. We got the fight coming out in your neck of the woods with Bud Crawford. He's going to be on that card. You know, so, I mean, I think so far so good. I can't complain. I would appreciate it more if he got more fights here in the States, right? So, like, the one he's got in your neck of the woods, you know, than us watching, having to watch a fight at 5 o'clock in the afternoon here in the East Coast. And then for you guys, it'll be 1, 2 o'clock on the West Coast. So, I mean... Do you really want to watch fights in the afternoon like that?
No, but this guy's like the head of a country where women can't drive cars.
I didn't know that.
I mean, the women's rights in Saudi Arabia is like, no, man, you can kill your wife and get away with it in Saudi Arabia. You can kill her. You can kill her and get away with it.
I thought they changed a lot of the laws over there.
Man, ain't a whole lot changing in Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're calling the shots down, putting all this big money into boxing. Last night, they invested a whole lot of money. Evidently, Tyson Fury might have made as much as $100 million. Is that true?
That's crazy. I didn't hear that.
I saw that figure being tossed about. How much did Canelo make the last time out? What do you do, 370,000 pay-per-view homes?
I thought he did like $500,000.
$500,000?
And still, that's not good. Yeah, I don't think even that's good for him.
Tommy D, how many people you know? Let's be honest right now. I'm going to put you on the lie detector, okay?
Okay.
How many people besides you and me buy the pay-per-views?
I mean, the PhD.
No. I'm not talking about the PhD. I'm talking about you, me, and the PhD. The three of us, we support boxing. We buy the events. But outside of the three of us, who else buys it that you know?
To be honest and to be very fair, I actually do know a few people that will buy pay-per-view if they're a fan of that fighter. And they will go out and support, and they'll support the fighter, and they'll prove it. They have channels, YouTube channels as well, and they will show that they paid for the pay-per-view. So there are a handful that actually do. But for the most part, nobody's buying the pay-per-views.
June the 7th, Adrian Broner comes back against Blair Cobbs. Blair Cobbs, in fact, has said on the poster that if Broner shows up, the Don King poster, I think I sent you that Don King Productions poster, but that's June the 7th on pay-per-view from Florida. I got to ask you this, man. Why would Don King really hurting that bad that he has to invest big money in a guy like Adrian Broner, who's a head case, major head case?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean... I don't know how much he's invested in this, but I mean, it's a decent fight. I mean, you know, if I think the winner of this fight, he can push and maybe push for a title shot. Blair Cobbs, you know, he's kind of a name, and you know, he's good for promoting fights as well. So, I mean, the winner of this fight, I mean, Blair Cobbs is obviously the favorite. You don't know what Broner's going to show up. You know,
okay,
is he going to be in shape?
Real quick, before I give you the bum's rush here. Let's do Friday night. What time is Tommy D airing Friday night on YouTube?
On YouTube, we'll be at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock Eastern time if the agent lets me do it because it is our anniversary that day, the 24th.
I tell you what, you get a pass this weekend. Give her a big hug and a kiss for me.
All right. I appreciate you, Pedro. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, folks, the guy that calls the shots on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
we all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Some people can see farther than others. So therefore, when people judge what I'm doing with their logic, it can't be done. Their reasoning says it can't or shouldn't be done. Their knowledge of history says it can't be done. So their reasoning, their knowledge, and their logic, it clashes with their mentality, which is down here and I'm up there. So by me being so high, I can see more and see farther than you. And you're looking up at me saying, Ali, don't do it. Don't do it. Ali, please stop me when you hurt.
But you know why they say that? I mean, it's for the
because
best possible reasons, though.
They have fear and they are wary. It looks dangerous to them.
That's
but it's
right.
Not really that dangerous to me.
Yeah. And it's the
just another day.
And it's the affection they have for you. They've never felt about another boxer like they felt about you.
Oh, it is so nice.
The greatest of the great. The great Muhammad Ali. May he rest in peace. No doubt about that. Guess speaking of rest in peace, time to Barry, former world champion Sergey Kovalev, of course, the former light heavyweight champion, now 35-5-1, one draw. Of course, his claim to fame was probably beating the undefeated Andre Ward in that first fight they had. That was a close call. Andre Ward got the call, but the second time around, Andre Ward just smoked him. But the bottom line is, Kovalev, now 35-5-1, is 41 years old, 29 KOs lost to the 10-round unanimous nod to a guy by the name of Robin Safar, who's 17-0 with 12 KOs. Of course, also on the same card, undefeated heavyweight Moses Aitama, 9-0, 7 KOs, made quick work of Ija Malazic, 25-4, 21 KOs, finishing him 50 seconds into round number two. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, WBC TV, coming up after the offensive news here on Sports Byline. It'll be the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. But I do want to mention before I go, the two chief Kansas City Chiefs linemen were arrested this week for possession of marijuana. They still arrest people in this country for marijuana, I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm Laura Winters.
I've always believed that the promise of America is big enough for everyone to succeed. And I mean that, everyone to succeed.
President Biden busy courting black voters, which polls show he's been losing this election cycle. Biden scheduled to speak at Morehouse College in Atlanta. On Friday, he marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that desegregated public schools in America.
Education is linked to freedom. Because to be free means to have something that no one can ever take away from you. And that's the power of an education.
But I want to just start off by saying hello, Minnesota. This is a great state. We're going to win this state.
Donald Trump speaking at the Minnesota GOP Lincoln-Reagan dinner Friday night.
How about that? Before I get up, the teleprompter fell down. That's great. Great going, fellas, back there. Then they want to know why I didn't pay the bill. You know, I get a lot of heat.
Earlier in the day, Trump and wife Melania attending the graduation of their son, Barron. The judge at his hush money trial in New York City at first denying the request and then allowing Trump to go. World champion golfer Scottie Scheffler will continue to play at the PGA tournament in Kentucky today. After being arrested yesterday and released, he has a tee time today and a court date on Tuesday. Police arresting him, accusing him of assaulting a police officer after he drives around a fatal accident scene while trying to get into the golf course. While it was dark out, he was in a player's car with a placard showing. Scheffler booked, his mugshot released. He's facing four charges.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so.
Scheffler's attorney says he will plead not guilty at the arraignment on Tuesday and that this is all one big misunderstanding. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Turning now to the Middle East, as fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli troops able to recover the bodies of three hostages, the two young women and one man, were killed during the terrorist attack at the music festival on October 7th. Hamas taking their bodies to Gaza. The remains of 22-year-old Shani Luke, one of the three people recovered. Her body was paraded in the back of that pickup truck by the terrorists in a video that went viral.
It's just horrible news. Our hearts go out to the families who are having to deal with this terrible news.
The IDF reports that the bodies of three hostages killed in the October 7th Hamas attack have been recovered. Israel's chief military spokesperson confirmed that the hostages were killed at the Nova Music Festival and their bodies were taken into Gaza by Hamas. The remains were recovered during an overnight operation. Over 100 hostages are still reportedly being held by Hamas. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, aid trucks with supplies and food for Gaza residents rolling in on a brand new pier built and paid for by the United States. Here's National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Additional aid from the United States and other countries is arriving in Cyprus, where it will be screened by Israeli authorities and loaded onto ships for delivery via the maritime corridor, the temporary pier.
Taking a look now at your money, a history-making moment on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 134 points to close above the 40,000 mark for the first time ever. The NASDAQ down 12 points, the S&P 500 gaining 6. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
The late, great Gennaro Hernandez. You heard him right there. I'm talking about Chickenito Hernandez. Of course, Pastor would have been 58 years old. Last week, of course, he passed away from cancer about 10 years ago, 2012, something like that. But the bottom line is, that was Gennaro Hernandez. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, WBC TV, Veev TV, of course, the Facebook page down there in Mexico City. We're all over the place. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we don't talk much MMA because of the fact that, you know, I'm down on Dana White. I think that his sport is not entertaining to me because I'm watching guys get hurt and get hurt permanently. See, people don't see guys that are, people don't get to see these guys after they're done fighting. They don't. People don't get to see fighters, boxers after they're done fighting. You see them 10 or 15 years later, or better yet, NFL players. Holy cow, you see NFL players, they're in all kinds of trouble. Bottom line is contact, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I can barely say it, but the bottom line is when people have that, in NFL, like, They put it this way. They autopsied 112 guys from the NFL. The only one that didn't have it out of 112 guys was one guy, and that was a kicker. What I'm trying to tell you is that head blows are not good for you. So what I'm trying to tell you is that boxing, of course, is a horrible sport when it comes to head blows. I mean, that's the only intention of the sport is to hurt guys and put them out of there, right? Yeah, but when you do it and a guy's head's able to bounce back, that gives him a little bit of a cushion. If you're hitting him when he's on the ground, that's straight-up brain damage, no doubt about it. That's why I'm down on the MMA world and the UFC. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we'll bring in the retired HBO Godfather about 24 minutes past the hour, maybe 22 minutes past the hour. Until then, I'll do some boxing news straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you still think of retirement?
Oh, I wanted to, but I thought about my children. I watched the baby cry another day, and my wife was late giving the baby milk, and the baby raised hell. Ah! Just hollering. Don't know where they're going to get it, but they just expect you to have it. And I looked at about six more coming, and I said, 10 years from now, I won't be fighting. 10 years from now, that baby will just be 10 years old, and I'll need money. He'll need school books. He'll need clothes, bus fare. And then 20 years from now, my daughter need a house, or she'll need a job. And it'll be a shame to say, Muhammad Ali's daughter, a waitress in a restaurant. He made all of those millions. What I'm trying to say, I can earn enough money in 5 years if I invest it and put it up right to take care of my grandchildren.
He stuck around too long. Everybody knows it. That fight with Larry Holmes in 1980, of course, November 2nd, 1980, the dark day in boxing history, no doubt about that. Of course, he came in hurt to begin with. He was an old man. He had been punched up. He was getting beat in the gym. It just wasn't looking good. Of course, he talked a good game, but Ali talked a good game, but that's one time that talk just didn't get him through, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to wish everybody, I didn't get to it last week, but a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, of course. And they had the Mexican Mother's Day a few days later. But the bottom line is, everybody out there, all the moms, happy Mother's Day, no doubt about it. Now, I'm going to tell you about a time when I sort of pulled a cowardice move. I mean, I've been knocking Canelo Alvarez left and right. I have about him ducking David Benavides. I mean, I've been rapping. I mean, I interviewed him yesterday as far as he was in Las Vegas, in Oakland yesterday. I saw a picture. Actually, what happened was I was driving down 14th Street, which is International Boulevard in Oakland, California, yesterday, and I saw this 7-foot chicken. So I decided I would get out and try to interview that chicken and make him like Canelo Alvarez. But the bottom line is, you know, Canelo Alvarez is running from David Benavides. There's no doubt about it. But then again, I'm going to tell you, when I went back in my time in life when I ran from somebody, the Golden Gloves used to have four divisions. Open division fighters went 3 minutes. Novice, junior, and special seniors fighters, they went 2 minutes. After snagging Golden Glove number two, it was time to make my open division debut. There was only one problem. My first open bout was in the famed Diamond Belt Tournament up in Reno, Nevada. We found out that number one ranked Zach Padilla, the best junior welterweight in the country, maybe in the world at that point in time as far as the amateurs were concerned. So we got some VHS tapes of him from Skip Lesperance and sat down at Newman's Gym here in the city by the bay and decided we were going to look at these films and, you know, we'll see what we saw. Anyway, the tournament was 10 days away. My weight was good. I felt real good. I watched the last three fights with Zach. Of course, I only had 12 fights. I ended up with 52. But the bottom line is I had no three-minute fights. This was going to be my first three-minute round fight, okay? So I was stepping up, like, to the big leagues, okay? This tournament was a big step up. But was it a wise one? After watching Zach rip through guys, I probably would have had to work hard just to be able to beat on points. I wasn't feeling too positive, too comfortable. So after that, in fact, nobody in the office was mentioning, and if, you know, nobody was bringing anything. It was like a funeral. I mean, nobody was saying anything. Yeah, Pete, you can do this. Hey, Pete, nobody was saying. There was four guys in there, and nobody was saying anything. So you have to be honest with yourself. Nobody said anything. Nobody saw any chinks in his armor. I didn't see any. Bottom line is, as an amateur, he threw over 100 punches around. I mean, when I looked down at my notepad, which was blank, I said to myself, you know what? I'm just not ready for Zach. So I pulled out of the tournament right then and there. Of course, I told the media here in the Bay, and I admitted. We admitted to them that we just weren't ready. You know, sometimes you have to realize the other guy's better. So I give props to the great one. I'm talking about Zach Padilla. Of course, he was a great, no doubt about it, a great amateur. And, of course, he became the WBA 140-pound champion. Only lost one fight in his life. That was to Dwayne Primm. And Dwayne Primm was a setup guy. Let me tell you about Dwayne Primm. Dwayne Primm fought out of Oklahoma, and there was a stable out of Oklahoma where he wanted to get guys to lay down. That's where he went and got him. And he came from that same stable. But guess what? He beat Zach Padilla. I never understood it. Anyway, that was early in Zach's career. Later on, of course, he would capture the WBO title, I believe, and go 20-1 with something like 11 KOs. Of course, that is the great Zach Padilla. But the bottom line is, anytime I see him, I mention him and say, you know what, Zach, you were the greatest, no doubt about that, pound for pound. Now, does Canelo feel that way about David Benavides? In other words, you know, you stay away from the guy, but eventually you would have to step up and challenge him. In other words, if I stepped into another tournament and he was there and I had some experience, I would have had to fight Zach Padilla. Just would have had to. I mean, come on. You can't, like, stay on the show. Well, I had a decent excuse. I call it an excuse. I would call it reality. Bottom line is I was going to beat him at that point in time. Not throwing 100 punches around. He threw 100 punches in 180 seconds. I mean, think about that. And he could pop, too. So there was no real rhyme or reason for me fighting this guy because I was going to beat him at that point in time. Not as experienced as I was with 12 fights. Now, Canelo has 60-something fights. Okay, it's not like he's a rookie or something like that. It's not like, you know, David Benavides is green as well, and he hasn't been around for a while. He's 28-0 with 24 knockouts. He's been the WBC champion at 168 pounds. He's been the interim champion. Of course, he lost that title on the scale. People say, you know, Canelo tries to always make light of the fact that David had a Colombian dust problem at one point in time, but he straightened that out. And, you know, I missed weight. He missed weight one time. Didn't lose any fights, but he missed weight one time by a couple of pounds. Of course, that cost him the WBC 168-pound title. And that's what they gave to Canelo 3 years ago. 3 years ago, they gave him this title. And guess what? In 3 years, David Benavides has not stepped up, has tried to step up and fight Canelo. But Canelo either hasn't accepted his challenge or the WBC won't mandate the fight. And that's what I don't understand. I really don't get it. I mean, 3 years, number one contender. I may be harping on this going over and over and over again and being redundant, but the bottom line is I just can't figure it out. Imagine this, folks. You stand in line at a concert, or no, you go to the movie house, and you're going to see this great movie, this debut of this movie. So you stand in line three or four hours of movie. The sun's down, coming down on you. You know, it's hot, this and that. You're sweaty, this and that. Got your bottle of water, right? So you get to the front of the line, and then some clown gets out of a limousine and gets up, walks to the front of your line, and gets in and just cuts in line. Now, isn't that going to make you feel sort of like Spitty with an H? Okay? Yes, it is, all right? But guess what? If you're the world number one contender, you've been in that position for 3 years, that's exactly what Canelo Alvarez is doing. Now, either the WBC steps up, or they don't. Either they say, you know what, we're going to strip you unless you fight this guy in September, or because the IBF's probably going to strip him. The IBF's going to try to get William Kroll, I think, to be the number one contender. Kroll deserves to be the number one contender about as much as me and the impeccable one, okay? Just, I mean, he can fight a little bit, but he can't fight enough to be the number one contender and be considered for an International Boxing Federation title. Of course, the IBF, back in the day, I'm going to say this, yeah, I will, the International Black Federation. That's what they used to call it. I kid you not. In the press. Different press, different scribble sheets. You know, we were Brighton back in the 80s and 90s when we first came up. We called the International Black Federation because of the fact that they catered to black fighters. That was the way that the IBF went, because they felt the WBC was catering to Mexican fighters and the WBA was catering to Puerto Rican fighters and fighters from South America. So America had to get their own sanctioning body. In came Bob Lee, of course, the former head of the New York State Athletic Commission, New Jersey Athletic Commission at one point in time. And he was a guy, then when I went up to him, I said to him, you know, can I talk to you? He goes, well, no, you can talk to me here. I said, no, can I talk to you, please, Bob? It's really important. I need to talk to you. And this was at the Vander Holyfield-Vaughn Bean fight in Atlanta, Georgia. I was at the Omni at the weigh-in. And I think it was like the day before the fight, 2 days before the fight. I said to him, can I talk to you, Bob? Can I talk to you? Can I please talk to you? He said, no, Pedro, anything you need. He thought I was going to set him up with something because I was an investigative reporter at the time, the best going. No doubt about that. I was pound for pound the king. That's why they named me North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once but twice. So I've got Bob Lee at the weigh-in for Vaughn Bean and Vander Holyfield, and I said to him, I need to talk to you. And he said, no, you can say it right here in front of everybody. So I said to him, okay, Bob, the FBI showed me some videotape of you taking bribe money from Doug Beavers. Like a long pause there. He didn't say anything. He reached into his pocket, took out this I guess, prescription pills. He popped two pills. They were nitroglycerin tablets. I guess his heart was ready to go. But the bottom line is, I tried to tip Bob Lee off that the FBI was coming after him. He wouldn't roll with it. He wouldn't roll over on anybody. They gave him an opportunity. I know the FBI went to him, and they said, listen, if you're rat on Don King and Bob Arum, if you're rat on them both, but Don King especially, if you rat on Don King, we'll give you a pass, and we'll give your kid a pass, wink, wink. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. That was a true OG, a true original gangster. I mean, you may disagree with him, but the bottom line is he lived up to being the OG of the IBF. Talk about Bob Lee. He died about a month ago. Straight up, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson from the Attitude Era, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing from the city by the bay, San Francisco, to Santa Monica, California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. There's a new world heavyweight champion in boxing.
Yes, there is. And it was a great event and a very good fight. And we've had a number of good fights and events recently.
Good fights and events, but this was the mega event of the heavyweight division, the clash of the two undefeated champions. Of course, Tyson Fury, the former linear champion, and the WBC title holder. And, of course, Oleg Usyk had the other belts. But the bottom line is, I think we need to see that happen in other divisions, the best fight and the best. Because, I mean, Larry, I saw a quote last week. I think Vasyl Lomachenko was saying it about Tank Davis, Gervonta Davis. He said he's the best fighter on Twitter. And I think he's got a point there. These guys, they're on more social media more than they're fighting once a year.
Well, when the money is this huge at the top of the game, then everybody's going to maneuver to get it.
Good.
And that's just the way the game is. It's a game, but it's also a business.
Okay, speaking of business, Tyson Fury is said to have made close to $100 million. That's not absolutely is a mind-blower for me, and I've been around a while. But the other guy made like $35 or $40 million. You got to, I mean, I'm against the Saudis. I believe in women's rights and all kinds of crazy stuff like that, of course, and the Saudis don't. But the bottom line is, I, of course, got a problem with them slaughtering Mr. Khashoggi as well, the member of the Washington Press. So I've got a problem with the Saudis. Most people don't. And the money, I guess it's good that boxers are making more money, but it's portraying these people in a positive light, and they're not positive people in my mind. Does that make any sense?
Well, their culture goes back for centuries, and this is an effort to put Saudi Arabia into the world and Western world conversation, but maybe it also, if they're inviting the world to come in and take a look at them, then maybe it will help to make some changes in the future.
Okay.
but meanwhile, fighters are prospering. Who were there? It was interesting to me that Ryan Garcia was one of their invitees, among many celebrity fighters, present and past.
Godfather, I hate to interrupt you, but they invited everybody over there you can imagine. I don't want to mention this. There's a couple of guys I know from internationally that are like club fighter types. You know what I'm saying? And they paid for them to go over there. Evidently, Larry Holmes got $50,000.
Well, I'm sure another's got more. But it's like they know what they're doing.
Okay.
They know how to put on an event. And it was a pretty darn good show and a very good fight. I think Usyk won because he had the quickness advantage in the fight, just as Fury had a quickness advantage as well as a size advantage in many, in most of his big wins. Let's celebrate Usyk. No doubt be a rematch in the next year. The first one is a good one. And I think on the fight itself, Usyk won because he was quicker. That was not the kind of opponent that Fury has had in his outstanding career. He beat some big, powerful men like the Klitschko's, etc. But when he ran up against a good, smaller, but faster guy, he was just outbeaten. And by the way, something I didn't know before this fight, Usyk is 37 and Fury is 35.
Well, I thought it was the other way around, but 37 and 35, holy cow. But it was, especially, listen, for the undersized guy, you know, and usually size matters in two things. That's my saying, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But last night, size didn't dominate. And, I mean, how can I put this? I just think that Tyson Fury is sort of not reluctant. It's just that he's shot, Larry. He's had his peak. He's done.
Well, it took an Usyk to show and establish that. And not many guys who can. And to his credit, Fury came in good shape, unlike some of his exhibitions and fights in the past. And he was just beaten by the better man on the night, although he was beaten by a point on a knockdown.
Yeah. That's crucial. You know what's funny is that everybody's getting on Mark Nelson, the referee, saying that he gave Tyson Fury the benefit of the doubt in the seventh round. But you and I watched Tyson Fury when he got knocked down against Deontay Wilder, and we thought he was dead. Remember that?
He got up and he won the fight.
That was like absolutely mind-blowing. So it was like some WWE event with The Undertaker where he was dead and came back to life. But Tyson Fury, I think, based on that, the referee, Mark Nelson, gave him the benefit of the doubt last night. I didn't have any problems with the referee, but all over the internet, the blogosphere is like ripping Mark Nelson.
Well, I was watching the fight and other fights on the card, a couple of which were very good, and I thought to myself, maybe referees ought to have weigh-ins themselves.
Ooh, okay. Larry, I want to ask you this. You know, back in the day, I grew up with Herbie Hoops Lambeck, who was one of the great basketball handicappers from Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas. In fact, he was featured in Boxing Update and Flash magazine. But Herbie used to teach me the odds and betting and this and that. And I didn't bet much, but he taught me gambling to an extent on boxing. So I was looking at these odds on DraftKings, and there's a guy that's favored 27-1, Larry, but if you bet on the underdog, you only get 9-1. What kind of crap is that?
Well, it's the difference between how much money is coming on either side.
Okay.
And it's to discourage the guys who want to only bet the favorite and discourage the people who want to bet on the underdog.
Okay. The current heavyweight division, I looked through the ratings, and there's really no American heavyweights per se. In the next 4 or 5 years, looks like they can make a move. That one kid has some issues with the cops. He's been arrested, drunk driving. His brother's in the penitentiary. I think his name is Jared Anderson. Yeah, he's got his issues as far as the cops are concerned. Plus, in that last fight, Larry, he looked so... I mean, that was the most pathetic performance I've seen by a heavyweight in a long time.
It was. He won every minute of the round, but fought in a lethargic, defensive way. who was the American on the undercard yesterday? He had a foreign name, but he was identified as an American.
Baranchek?
Nope. Is Baranchek the guy who beat Navarrete last night?
Yeah, exactly. Navarrete got beaten. That was in Las Vegas. That was on ESPN.
I thought Navarrete looked awful.
You know, Larry, because he fought at 122 at one point in time, and that was his 122, 126. That was his weight. And when you put on 10 pounds, you no longer have the bones sticking out of your face. You're not trim. You're not there. You're just not. It's not you. And I think he was biting off more than he could weight-wise.
Well, we could say that, but he had a title. He beats a number of lightweights. But it is what it is, and it wasn't a very good fight, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And the heavyweights dominated the scene the way they used to.
Okay. I want to mention this before we go. Undefeated Robin Safar, cruiserweight, WBO number 15 cruiserweight, scored a 10-round unanimous nod of former unified light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev, now 41 years old, 35, 5-1, 29 KOs. Is it time to stick a fork in Sergey?
I don't know. I don't follow him.
Okay. All right. Good point. Okay. Now, the world heavyweight champion, Oleg Usyk, he comes from Ukraine. Ukraine's under assault right now. You've got some Ukrainian blood in you, don't you?
All my grandparents came from Ukraine, so I had a kind of a little rooting interest. And I would just remind you, it was the smaller guy from Ukraine fighting the bigger guy from Britain. Remind you of anything? Yeah. Ukraine versus Russia. So it was a big win for the country and a good fight for boxing. And I guess if there's just a one-point difference, we all will all look to see whether the points are bigger or reversed in the next fight.
Okay. I got 1 minute left. Are you surprised that Russia is sort of like popular now with certain aspects of the United States government? When I was a kid, Russia, we used to hide under the desk once a week going nuclear bomb tests.
I'm not sure what the question is.
Russia's popularity with people in general here in the United States. I mean, the Republicans are in bed with the Russians.
Well, they're just trying to side up with the big guys. They're also with the China. And it's a question of culture and patriotism and whether they believe in the liberal societies and democracy. And they're just being very, very, what is the word I'm looking for? Where it's just, are you a winner?
Godfather.
And the big guys are usually the winners.
Godfather, you have a great weekend. Hug and kiss the God and Mama for me. I'll talk real soon.
Good to hear from you and great to talk with you.
The great, the Hall of Famer, the icon, the legend. What can I say? Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 with you, I'm going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I could knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
fighters? Hey, Bernard, you could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boone. Jimmy Paul. Sammy Holmes. All your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's my show time.
That was June 1985, Riviera Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. I was ringside, of course, the Macho Man taking apart Jose Luis Ramirez over 12 rounds. Speaking of Ramirez, remember I was in line to spar him one time in San Jose. I never got the opportunity, but I didn't want to spar him late. That's the way that my guy had guys. I'm talking about Chris Gomez, my trainer. He would not let me spar guys late. In other words, if we were going to spar guys, especially guys that were like might be better than me, we sparred them right away. We were the first guys in there with him. Right, the first, you know, like Bazooka Limon. When I got in there with Bazooka Limon, he was slow for the first two rounds. Right after that, he was killing guys. So after the second round, I got the hell out of the ring. But the bottom line is, you don't want those guys after they've been warmed up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, coming to you. From June the 1st, Saturday, of course, from Saudi Arabia. Of course, this big fight, Artur Beterbiev, who was supposed to take on, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez, but that didn't happen. I'm talking about, you know, Dmitry Bivol. Bivol, of course, and Beterbiev will hook it up for the Undisputed Light Heavyweight Championship, both undefeated. Of course, Beterbiev was a slight favorite there, 18 or 20-0 with 20 knockouts, but he got hurt his meniscus or something like that. So anyway, in steps, a guy by the name of Malik Zanat, and he's 22-0 with like 15 KOs from Libya. I don't think he can fight that well, but he beat an undefeated guy in his prior fight. But the bottom line is Bivol, 22-0, only 10 knockouts. That's a knock on Bivol. In fact, if Bivol had some power, he would have knocked out Canelo Alvarez because he was hitting Canelo pretty good. But the bottom line is he can't punch his way out of a paper bag, no doubt about that. Also on the card, British heavyweight Daniel Dubois, 20-2, of course, taking on Philip Horovnik. He's 17 and zip, and he can fight. Of course, he's one of those guys that's, I think he had that controversial win over Zil Zhang. Zil Zhang's on the card, too, so we'll get to that in a minute. But the bottom line is, Flip is 17 and zip. Zil Zhang, 26-2-1. The chubby Chinese guy, that's the best way I could put it without knocking him too much. I mean, good Lord, he came into the fight, that last fight, almost 300 pounds. What was he thinking? What are these guys thinking when they come in with this extra weight? Like they're going to use it to their advantage? You're slower? It's going to hurt your conditioning? I mean, come on, man. I can keep going and going. But the bottom line is, weight doesn't give you an advantage in boxing unless it's natural, in my mind. But the bottom line is, Zil Zhang probably going to come in somewhere around 275, 280 pounds. If he's light, if he's not light and he comes in undisciplined, it'll be somewhere like 290 pounds, 295 pounds. And the reason why I know something about undisciplined Chinese guys was in 1994, I think I was in Macau, and they put me in charge of training this MMA guy, this kung fu guy, okay? And the bottom line is I took him down to eat breakfast the first morning, and he tried to eat 17 strips of bacon. That's what he put on his plate. I took that away from him. The bottom line, this guy was freaking out. Nobody had ever done that to him, taking away his food, told him what to do and that kind of stuff. Anyway, turned out he was a horrible fighter. He never made it as a pro. Anyway, back to Zil Zhang, 26-2-1, taking on Deontay Wilder. One time the bronze bomber. Remember, bronze Olympic medalist, now 43-3-1. Of course, lots of knockouts, like 40 knockouts. But for the most part, a lot of the guys he knocked out were schmoes. But, you know, when he stepped up, he was must watch TV, no doubt about that. Then him and Zil Zhang, this is a crossroads fight, no doubt about that. Zhang, of course, is I thought he was an overachiever at one point in time, that he was going to, like, go above his abilities. But he just didn't. Of course, he got fast, as I mentioned, and got slow. But Deontay Wilder still got the pop in the right hand. We'll see what happens there. Bivol and Zanad. Come on, Bivol's probably going to win that 12-round decision. Also on the card, Raymond Ford taking on Nick Ball. Nick Ball's my favorite guy. Nick Ball got screwed in that last fight. Remember that? WBC 130-pound title. Of course, Nick Ball was out of Scotland. Tough guy. He's 19-0-1 now. I think they called that last fight a draw. Yeah, with Ray Vargas for the WBC 130-pound title. Vargas was down in both rounds. 8 and 11, and yet the judges, get this, had it Massimo Barra, whatever, anyway, had it 114-112 for Vargas. Ray Denisenko had it 113-113, and then Jun Bae Lim had it 116-110 the other way, so it was a draw, split decision draw. But the bottom line is, I mean, he kicked that ass. I couldn't believe. He was coming off the win over Isaac Dogbo, but he dogged Dogbo, no doubt about that, over 12 rounds. But he beat that, you know, butt of Red Barry Vargas. And, of course, the WBC is not mandating any rematches there. Why not? Tell me, why not? Bottom line is, this is ring talk. I mean, come on, man. You got to get with it. You really have to get with it. That was a fight they should have mandated a rematch for right away. And now he's going to have to go over and fight for the WBA crown. He's going to cross streets and fight for the WBA crown. Of course, another sanctioning body. Why should he have to? He shouldn't have to. Back to June 7th. Will he show up? Evidently, he is going to show up. Adrian Broner, of course, the former champion at 135 pounds. At one point in time, he was really a good fighter. Of course, coming to the side, I think, was he, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio. Just really, really a good fighter. Much like Aaron Pryor, he got off track. Of course, Pryor got off track with coke. I'm not trying to say that Broner's off track with coke, but Broner's been off track for a few years now, whether it's a personality issue or he's been hit too many times or I don't know what it is. But, I mean, one time he said he didn't have enough money to pay for his baby's mama, and they brought him into court, and they said to him, "You have two telephones?" He goes, "Yeah, I have my normal telephone and my hoe phone." Say what? He had his whole phone. So then they said to him, "Well, we've got a picture of you laying on a bed with $300,000 in cash." The lawyers counted the money on the bank, on the bed. It was like 300 grand. They counted $100 bills. And he said to him, "It wasn't my money. I borrowed it from somebody. Just to take the picture." You know, that's just the way it is. But Adrian Broner against Blair Cobbs. I think Blair Cobbs is a slight favorite here, and he should be. These guys are fighting at 147 pounds, of course. And this is a Don King Productions, the world's greatest promoter, stooping to this level. And the co-feature, Norrer Mekelen, and evidently taking on Ryan Razagi for the WBC Cruiserweight title. Of course, that's going to June the 7th from some highlight arena that we did club fights for. We did club fights for DK Bear, I think, back in the 90s. This is a small little tiny arena. Probably doesn't hold 2,000 people. I kid you not. And yet Don King, the world's greatest promoter, at one point in time, selling out stadiums all over the world, and he's like stooped to that. June the 15th. The best fighter on Twitter, pound for pound. The best fighter, pound for pound on Twitter, no doubt about that. Javante Davis, was he like 29-0, 30-0, 28 knockouts, something like that. Bottom line is, he's taking on Frank Martin. Martin's no slouch. A lot of people think that Martin might be able to do better than than a lot of guys that have fought Gervonta Davis in the past. Of course, the only two guys that really looked good. The one guy that looked okay against Gervonta Davis was Pitbull Cruz, who went the 12-round route with him. Outside of that, mostly everybody's been chewed up and spit out by Gervonta Davis. Of course, Frank Martin, a formidable foe. People are sort of picking him as a live underdog. But then again, it's Tank Davis. Then again, but Tank hasn't fought in a long time. In fact, Kambosos' conqueror, Vasyl Lomachenko, called him the best fighter on Twitter. And I think he's got a point there, because that's the only time we see him is on Twitter. Of course, he went to jail, and he was talking about his jail experience. Of course, went to jail because of a domestic violence. He had to spend a couple of months, and he said that people were threatening his life in there and that he crossed paths with a guy from another gang. In other words, they're like, anyway, there's conflicting gangs. Evidently, he's a member of one, but there was conflicting gangs when he was in prison. He said his life was in danger many, many times, so we're glad he got out. But he's taking on Frank Martin, and Frank Martin is a formidable foe. That's a 130-pound title. The WBA, of course. But when is Gervonta Davis going to fight like another champion or somebody that's really on top? You know, because Frank Martin, although he may prove me wrong, looks like he's just a challenger for Gervonta Davis. On the same card, the best fighter in the world at 168 pounds. No, not Canelo Alvarez. David Benavidez, 24 knockout, something like that. Taking on Oleg Govoznik. Govoznik's lost one fight. He sort of bowed out early. Some people thought he quit against the aforementioned Artur Beterbiev. But then again, Beterbiev, you know, quitting against him, getting your ass kicked by Beterbiev is no shame. There's no doubt about that. But this is for the WBC interim light heavyweight title. Of course, the World Boxing Council saw fit to come up with an interim title in order to sort of pacify David Benavidez along the way. Now, what if David Benavidez loses this fight? Or what if he gets hurt? Or what if he gets injured? In other words, the Canelo fight, done. You see what I'm trying to say here? So I see the ulterior motives of people involved. In other words, we'll take this fight, you'll stay active, but if something was to happen to you and you didn't fight the Canelo fight, guess what? We can retire Canelo in 6 months. That's what they're going to do. You know that. Canelo's probably going to go out 6 months to a year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's on the way out. It's a fact. I mean, you saw him go 12 against Jaime Munguia a fortnight ago. People are saying to me, oh, Munguia put up a good fight. No. Let me tell you what happened. Jaime Munguia respected Canelo Alvarez. He kissed his ass in the promotion. In other words, he didn't disrespect him. He didn't badmouth him. So when Canelo knocked him down in that fourth round, he sort of said, he got up and realized, you know, you're about to get beat. And he sort of did he pacified him. He pacified Canelo. And, of course, Canelo carried him for the 12 rounds. In other words, he didn't want to damage the career of another Mexican. This is all a Mexican type of thing, a pro-Mexican type of thing. Of course, he said he would never fight another Mexican. Remember that? But he fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And, of course, speaking of Chavez Jr., he's got something coming up soon. I don't know. Bottom line is, why is he back in the game? Here was a guy that at one point in time, his father had him in a good position. He was a WBC 160-pound champion. He was focused, and he got hooked on blow. Blowing girls. Let me tell you, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the referee told me, I won't blow the referee's cover here, but he went in to give Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. some pre-fight instructions at the LA Forum about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Anyway, Chavez was busy having sex in the shower. I kid you not. Before a fight. That's the kind of respect he had. I kid you not. Talk about, of course, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. supposed to be coming back in the near future. Anyway, bottom line is, pound for pound right now, there is no king. I mean, no one in a way, probably the best fighter pound for pound. Terrence Crawford only fights once a year. Terrence Crawford going to step up to 154 pretty soon, of course. We wish him the very best of luck there, because when you step up in weight, because he's not a guy that's stepping up just one weight class. He's coming up from 135 pounds, from 135 to 140 to 147 to 154 pounds. In the most part, with the exception of Oleg Usyk, size matters to two things, pornography and combat sports, okay? You got to give him props last night, no doubt about that. That was a great win for him. The 29th. I'm real high on this guy. I think he's one of the pound-for-pound better fighters in all of boxing. I'm talking about Jesse Bam Rodriguez. Not Bam Bam, just Bam Rodriguez. Of course, undefeated WBC flyweight champion, 112 pounds. Going to step up to 115 pounds to take on the champion Juan Francisco Estrada. Of course, Pedro Guevara is the interim champion at 115. Of course, he had a great win last week in Saudi Arabia, I believe. But the bottom line is Juan Francisco Estrada, he can fight, took on Chocolito. I think he beat him twice. But the bottom line is Jesse Bam Rodriguez is a fighter from a... He's on another level. Plus, he's a lot younger than Estrada. And the 3 pounds here is not going to make a difference moving up in weight. I think that Bram Rodriguez is the guy that probably will move up to 118. That'll be his limit. But the bottom line is, I think he's going to smoke Juan Francisco Estrada in this 12-round fight, June 29th on DAZN, of course, for the WBC 115-pound title. Now, June the 20th. July the 20th. I'm thinking about going to this. In fact, I tried to get the impeccable one to go down to Texas with me. He said he don't travel. Bottom line is Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. It'll be on Netflix. Of course, those guys are heavyweights. Netflix is going to cover this. And the co-feature will be Katie Taylor, the Irish sensation, taking on Amanda Serrano for the WBA, IBF, and WBA super featherweight titles, super welterweight titles. They're moving up to 154 pounds? You're trying to tell me they're going to get Amanda Serrano that fought at 126? That was her peak. They're going to make her fight at 154 against Katie Taylor? Oh, man, that just doesn't look. August the 3rd, the aforementioned Terrence Crawford. No sight yet. Of course, he's taking on the 154-pound regular. Take that back. They'll be fighting for the vacant 154-pound regular, regular super welterweight title, 154 pounds. Israel Magomedov. Of course, people think he's a live underdog. I don't think so. The bottom line is nobody's going to beat Crawford right now. I don't think not at 154 or 147. If he were to step up to 160, I think the size is too much. Of course, they were talking this week about him wanting to fight. The Sheik wants him to fight Canelo Alvarez, and evidently Canelo said no this week to fighting Terrence Crawford. Bottom line is, the Sheik doesn't know how to make matches. The Sheik's an idiot. Oh, did I really say that? Yeah, I did. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Fab Four saying happy birthday. Of course, to Orlando Salazar, one of my original buddies from Portland Avenue. We grew up together, born on the hill, no doubt about that. Celebrating birthday number 39. Happy birthday, Orlando. Orlo, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to answer this? Usyk's ability, according to Frank 1961 here on Twitch, Usyk's ability to hurt Fury really impressed me. Not sure if he was able to hurt him because of the natural punching power or more of the fact the accumulation of shots. How about the fact that Tyson Fury just doesn't catch anymore? I mean, against Francis Ngannou, it looked like he liked getting hit. In other words, there was an aversion to getting hit. If you're a heavyweight champion and you're worried about getting hit, maybe you're not going to be all that successful. Bottom line is, we wish Tyson Fury the best of luck, but I don't think we'll ever be heavyweight champion of the world again. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is the Sunday edition. I want to thank the impeccable one. My producer extraordinaire, of course, comes in on Sunday, coming from the Marin County. Comes in from the rich folks. Lives over in Marin County. Has the best pizza parlor in the entire world called Stefano's. It's in Mill Valley. If you ever get around there, that's the place. It's solar-powered. I don't know what a solar-powered pizza is, but the bottom line is it tastes damn good. So anyway, I want to thank him. I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, I want to thank the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant, so he's an institution of boxing, institution, of course, in the world at large. And the fact that, you know, he's really hurt, this Ukrainian thing, the fact that he's got people from Ukraine, all of his grandparents are from Ukraine, it's really hurting him. And people don't realize that, you know, Russia's just slaughtering people, killing people. You just wouldn't believe what's going on over there because of the fact that the news doesn't really tell us stuff anymore. The news is all political in this country. Unfortunately, it's not real anymore. But this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, this coming Thursday on DAZN, the heavyweights Jermaine Franklin and Devin Vargas. Of course, I think Franklin will probably win that fight. And the 25th is going to be Saturday. Of course, Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall, both those fights come to you on DAZN. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I forgot the WBC send-off line, so I guess sort of blew that. But the bottom line is this has been Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, brought to you in part by Bolt Plus. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. I want to thank my producer. I want to thank you. Until next time, don't forget, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.